Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Chinese government has passed new online censorship laws. A new survey found that WhatsApp has more daily users than Facebook, and Malaysia has been revealed as the most privacy-concerned country on the web. The Chinese government has passed new laws that put more pressure on the country's tech companies to increase surveillance and monitoring of internet users. The cybersecurity law means that any instant messaging service requires real names and personal information to be registered, whilst all data will now be stored within Chinese borders. However, it's been suggested that the lack of a clear definition within the ruling could mean that businesses are affected as well. Companies will also be required by law to report all network security incidents and provide technical support to the government during investigations. This lacks clear definition as well, however, so could enable authorities to force websites to create surveillance methods for government use. For this reason, human rights groups have opposed the new laws, including Human Rights Watch, who have said that China's internet companies and hundreds of millions of internet users are now under greater state control. A survey has revealed Facebook to be the world's most installed app, with WhatsApp having the most daily users. The study, which was conducted by Metrics Labs across multiple countries, looked at how messaging apps are used by smartphone users. Unsurprisingly, Facebook was found to be the most downloaded app, but WhatsApp had the most daily users. The most interesting results were found across generations, where 63% of baby boomers and those in Generation X used messaging apps as a free alternative to texting. Meanwhile, that number rose to 67% for Generation Y. It was also found that security concerns were high when it came to WhatsApp, with less than half of users thinking their data was safe on the app. However, only 26% of Snapchat users thought their data was safe. Michel de Montigny from Metrics Lab said that this showed that brands needed to instill more confidence in customers who use these apps or risk being overtaken by the next messaging trends. Malaysia's internet shoppers have been found to be the most concerned about their personal data. The study conducted by KPMG showed that 3/4 of Malaysians worried about what would happen to personal information when shopping online, closely followed by 72% of Finns. This compared to other European countries such as Italy and Spain, where it was found that most internet users were in favour of governments collecting their personal data. Across the world, KPMG also found that nearly 1/3 of online shoppers were okay with data being sold to third parties, whilst 55% had in the past decided not to purchase something over concerns about data privacy. KPMG said that the results of the survey showed that it's important that brands understand that opinions on privacy vary around the globe and that consumers value privacy over convenience. Google has been accused of removing a competitor's website from all search results for nearly a full year. Proton Mail, a competitor to Google's own Gmail service, has said that it was removed from the searches in autumn of 2015. The company said that it contacted Google's president of EMEA Strategic Relationships but received no response nor improvement. In a reaction to being demoted down the results pages, Proton Mail went public on Twitter, directly accusing Google of intentionally hiding Proton Mail from search results fully visible to its followers. Since the series of tweets were sent, Proton Mail has returned to the very top of the relevant search results, but it's released a statement saying that more transparency and oversight is critical, considering Google's dominant position. And finally, WhatsApp is testing its own Snapchat-like app. The app called Status, which is being designed to allow images to appear for 24 hours before disappearing, was reported to be being tested in India using emojis and filters. Given the success of Snapchat since it launched its Stories feature 3 years ago, it's not surprising that Facebook and its subsidiaries are interested in launching their own versions. This comes not long after Facebook-owned Instagram launched its own version in the middle of 2016. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.